river, mighty old mill run. Hey, hey, river, need to know. Hey, son, linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles. Kind of cold in here. Contents, 4/5 of a quart. Not anymore. Gin. Brandy and gin, that ain't no sin. Fragile and valuable. Keep out. Over. This means you, Pop. Valuable stuff, porcelain. Oh, he's gonna kill me. It was an accident, Lamont. Honest, it was an accident. That's the kind of thing that happened when you got arthritis. Honest, it was an accident. You believe me, don't you, son? You don't believe me? You don't believe me? You don't believe me? No, you don't believe me. Would you believe a robbery? Yeah, yeah. You believe a robbery. I know you believe a robbery. Something like this happened to me.
Drink this, Pop, and tell me what happened.
You were robbed. See, I was in the kitchen fixing your supper. I was fixing some spare ribs and pinto beans. And I heard this noise, so I came out, and they jumped me. I did the best I could, Lamont. But, you know, it was hard for me to make a fist with this arthritis. And they robbed us. We were robbed. Oh.
My collection. My porcelain and glass collection. They took it.
Yeah, I tried to stop them. I said, hey, don't take that. That's my son's porcelain and glass collection. It's fragile and valuable.
What'd you have to tell him that for?
I didn't have to tell him nothing. He had a sign in there saying, fragile and valuable. One of the guys read it. He said, oh, let's take this fragile and valuable collection. I tried to stop him, but they took it.
Say, Pop, wasn't there something you could have done? I mean, couldn't you have done something, Pop?
What could I do? It was four of them. Four white men with stockings over their heads.
They had stockings over their heads?
Yeah.
Are you sure they were white, Pop?
I know they wasn't black. You can't get no stocking over one of them big mattresses.
And then what happened?
And he slugged me on the back of the head.
Let me put something on that.
No, don't touch it. It's too tender.
And then what happened?
I don't remember. Oh, I remember seeing your mother coming toward me in a white dress. She said, come on and join me, honey.
That took a lot of guts. You know, you could have been killed.
Yeah, but I could have took two of them, but six.
I thought you said there were four.
Oh yeah, four. That's how many was four. We were robbed. What are you looking for?
The frying pan.
They took the frying pan too.
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out.
Yeah, look in the kitchen. See what's missing out the kitchen. Hope they didn't take my pinto beans.
I found it, Pop. It was in the kitchen on the stove. And this is just the kind of evidence we need.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna call the cops. That's what I'm doing.
The cops? What do you want to call the cops for? We don't need no cops around here hanging around. Don't do that.
Well, Pop, this isn't just a robbery. Now, this is assault with a deadly weapon. Hello, operator? Listen, get me the police. Quick, this is an emergency.
Listen, a frying pan ain't no deadly weapon. Besides, I feel all right now.
Well, that's all right, Pop. Hello, police? Listen, I want to report a robbery. That's right, a robbery and an assault. Now, the name is Sanford, and we're located at 9114 South Central Avenue. Yeah, that's right. Okay, thank you. They're giving the message to the squad car. They'll be here any minute.
What do you want to call the police for? What can they do?
They can get the stuff back for us, Pop. Do you realize the pieces that was in this cabinet was worth over $200?
Well, how they gonna find them five crooks?
Well, that's okay. Five? You mean four, don't you?
Oh, yeah, four. Four. They all spread out by now.
That's all right, Pop. I just want to get my hands on those guys that jumped you, man. Imagine that. Four guys jumping on a defenseless old man.
Yeah, that's terrible.
It's disgusting.
We were robbed.
Hey, there's the cops. Listen, Pop. Now you just sit over here and relax. Now, just take it easy. Everything is going to be all right, okay?
Okay, son.
I want to let the cops in. Hey, Smitty, come on in.
Hey, Lamont, what's going on?
It's my pop.
Hey, Fred, what happened to you? What happened to you, man?
Who is it?
It's me, brother. Smitty.
Oh, Brother Smith. You almost got me, Brother Smith.
Yeah, who did? What happened?
We were robbed. Tell him, Lamont.
We were robbed?
Yeah, we were robbed. See, I was in the kitchen fixing some spare ribs.
Now, hold that. Hold it. It'll be necessary to get a detailed report of the circumstances surrounding, A, the burglary itself, and B, the nature of the physical assault perpetrated on the victim.
He wants to tee on what got snatched and how you got wiped out.
That's what he said.
First, what's your full name?
Sanford. Fred Sanford.
I thought he was Fred Sanford.
Oh, he is. I'm Lamont.
And you were attacked and robbed.
That's right.
You were attacked and robbed?
He was attacked and robbed.
And where were you?
Out in the truck.
You were out on the truck.
I was on the truck. He was attacked and robbed.
Hold it. We'll commence again. First, what is your full name?
Fred Sanford. S-A-N-F-O-R-D, period.
And you were in the house, and you were attacked and robbed. How many men were there?
How many did I say?
Four.
Four.
Four?
That too many?
No, if that's it. Were they colored?
Yeah, white.
All four of them?
Yeah, all four of them.
Did you notice if one of them acted as the CO?
You know, man, the chief.
Oh, yeah.
What'd the others call him?
Chief.
Okay, what happened then?
Well, see, I was in the kitchen cooking some spare ribs and pinto beans.
Wait a minute.
P-I-N-P-O.
I know.
Beans.
Go ahead.
And I heard a noise. And I came out and there was four guys robbing the place.
And?
And I had this frying pan in my hand, and I started swinging.
Then what?
Then what? What?
What did you do? What did they do?
Well, then one of them hollered, "Get him!" And two of them held me, and one of them beat me.
What did the fourth man do?
Huh?
Two men held you, and one beat you. That's three. You said there were four. What did the fourth man do?
Oh. He was the one that hollered, "Get him." He must have been the chief.
And Mr. Sanford, you think the injury sustained during the altercation might require hospitalization?
You want to get your skull checked out.
Oh, I'm going to go to the hospital. I can't waste 3 days.
Well, it only takes a few minutes.
Takes you a few minutes. Takes us 3 days in the waiting room.
Very well. Exactly what was taken?
Well, see, I was doing all the fighting most of the time. See, I fought all of them by myself. But Lamont can tell you what was taken. You tell him, Lamont.
Yeah, they took some porcelain pieces and some French glassware, and it was worth over $200.
And it was fragile and valuable. See, I was in the kitchen.
Mr. Sanford, would you check this for accuracy, please? Four unidentified Caucasian males entered premises of salvage business structure, committed assault on the lone occupant, rendering him unconscious, then proceeded to remove from the premises collector items valued in excess of $200, with no information en route of suspects upon departing, right?
Right. Right, we were wrong.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Sanford.
I was in the kitchen.
Oh, Mr. Sanford. I'm going to tell them down at HQ what a brave man you are. Victim your age, taking on four assailants. You might even get a citation.
Hey, you hear that, Pop? You're a hero.
Get any money for that?
Are you kidding? That's an honor.
Yeah, that's right.
Sure is. Well, you'll be hearing from us.
Take it slow, Fred.
Say thanks a lot, Smitty.
So long, Officer Swanhauser. Say, Pop, you feel okay now?
I'm kind of dizzy. Kind of dizzy, son.
Listen, I want you to promise me that you'll never do nothing like that again.
What?
Risk your life for a few pieces of glass. That was crazy.
But that glass was valuable.
I know, Pop, but you're more valuable to me than glass.
You know, it's the nicest thing you've said to me in a long time, that you like me better than glass.
Well, I bet this is going to be something you're going to remember for a long time.
Yeah. See, I was in the kitchen fixing your supper, and I was fixing you some spare rib and some pinto beans.
I know,
and the corn. I was chopping up the onions. So when I heard this noise.
I know, Pop.
See, and I didn't know nobody was out here when
Pop,
I came.
Huh? We were robbed.
Yeah. We were robbed. Come on in, Swanee. Hey, Lamont, you home?
Hey, Pop. I just came home to fix myself some lunch. How you doing, Officer Swanhauser? Say, you been out of the police station all this time?
Yeah, and they gave me a citation just like Swanee had said they would. And he was nice enough to drive me home. Hey, Swanee, read this the way you did down at HQ. That's headquarters.
Citation for bravery to Fred Sanford for his courage and his part in fighting crime in our city. With appreciation from the Los Angeles Police Department. You can be mighty proud of your father.
Hey, I am proud of him.
That's the kind of spunk some of the kids today could use. Like your old man, he's got spunk. Kids today don't have spunk.
You don't think so, huh?
No. All they want to do is sit around and let their hair grow long. They're spoiled. Kids today don't have manners. They don't have respect. They don't have what your father's got.
Spunk?
Spunk!
I got spunk.
Well, I gotta be getting back.
Thanks a lot, Swanee, for driving me home. I sure appreciate it.
Glad to do it, Sanford. Listen, you get this framed.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Any long-haired kids come around, just show them your citation.
Right. I'll show it.
Well, what are you gonna do now, Pop?
I think I go down to pool hall and show all the fellas, you know, my citation.
Okay.
You wanna go with me?
No, I know. Yeah, I gotta go deliver some stuff I sold this morning.
Well, you know where I'll be.
Yeah. So long, Spunky. Real fast.
What guys? What are you talking about?
The four white guys with the stockings over their heads, right?
Stockings?
Yeah. The same guys that got you, remember?
Oh, them guys.
Yeah. Well, they came back, Pop. And guess what they went straight for?
What?
Your piggy bank.
My piggy bank?
Yeah.
Oh, my piggy bank. I had over $200 in here.
No, Pop. I tried to stop him. I said, hey, don't take that. My pop's got over $200 in there. And then I grabbed the pot and I started swinging, just like it happened to you, right?
No, that's what, that didn't happen to me.
It didn't?
No, I mean, I didn't have a pot. I had a frying pan.
It don't make no difference. You had a pan, I had a pot. I tried to fight him off, Pop, but it was just too many of them. And it was hard for me to make a fist. Because I caught a cramp.
You got a cramp?
Yeah, I caught a cramp. I tried to fight him off, Pop, I was fighting them, but they just overpowered me. You believe me, don't you?
Yeah. I believe you.
Yeah, well, I guess you better go on over here and call the police. Here we go with another report.
I don't think I'd
call. I wonder if they'll give me a citation like the one they gave you.
I don't want to call
the police. Well, go on and call the police.
I don't think you should ask me to call.
And when you get him, tell him I found my porcelain all smashed up and broken in the refrigerator in the yard. I wonder how it got there.
It was an accident. All right, I'll tell you.
I already know. I already know. You broke my porcelain and then you faked the robbery, you old faker. Well, two people can play at that game.
But it was an accident.
That's all right. The money I got out your piggy bank will buy me a new collection.
That's the money I was saving for my heart operation. You know, I was going to get one of them heart transplants. It took me a long time to save that money. Give me my money.
No, I said no.
No, I want my money. I saved
it. I said no, Pop. Now get out of here.
Tonight. Oh, I've never had pains like this before. Oh, this is the worst one I ever had, son. Oh, it's the worst one. This is a big one. I'm dying. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey. Oh. Maybe that's Elizabeth.
Mr. Sanford?
No, that's not Elizabeth. Too young and too white. Not that I just talked to myself. What, can I help you?
Well, I'm a reporter from a new magazine called People Today, and we're doing a series entitled What Makes a Hero. Well, you've been selected for doing a life story.
Oh, really? Does that pay anything?
They usually pay $150.
You think they might pay $200?
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Well, come right in, then. Yeah. Come right in, dude. Come over. Lamont, this lady from the magazine.
Yeah. I already heard, Pop.
Yeah, she's gonna do. Sit right here, dear. Is warm enough for you? Comfortable?
Fine.
And you say I can get $200? Lamont, why don't you take your $200 and go see if you can get you some new porcelain? And I'm gonna sit here with the lady and do my story for this $200. We won't need you at all. Go right ahead here.
Now, where were you born, Mr. Sanford?
St. Louis, Missouri. That's M-O, period. Yeah, see, my grandfather was the first one, you know, that had that bravery and spunk. He had it. He was brave. In fact, he was in that big battle between the Grays and the Blues. The Homestead Grays and the St. Louis Blues. That was just a little something I threw in there. But, you know, he was a captain in the Civil War in the cavalry, captain of the cavalry. And one time they were surrounded, 215,000, 215. And the general said, "We're surrounded. What should we do? Should we turn back?" And my grandfather stood up in his chair and said, "No, ride on, ride on." That's the way that expression got started. Ride on. And then, see, my grandfather, he was in the Civil War, and he was with Custer, too. He was Custer for a while. He didn't get there.
It was just plain clumsiness. That's how you broke my old collection, but you better not break my new collection. Now, this is the way you did it. This is the dumb way you did it.
Yeah. That's the dumb way it happened.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.